This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What's up? It's your boy, The Ted Smith from The Men's Room. And did you know I have a podcast? Well, I do. The Podcast. New episodes uploaded every Wednesday on the Odyssey app.
99.9 KISW. We return to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Game is Big Dummy. 206-803 Rock. Steve, who is our next contestant? Ready to play the big game. Oddly enough, he's a baby kangaroo. Hello, Joey. Welcome to The Men's Room.
That's brutal. Okay.
Hola.
Hola, gentlemen.
Joey, you're sober, not sober.
Very sober because I am driving.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know your phone has an echo.
Echo.
Let me take it off the. Bluetooth. Thank
you. He sounds fired up to do that.
Mm-hmm. All right.
How's that?
That's better. No echo. Okay, Joe. You're gonna eat one on a dare on our men's room poll. Will it be a cockroach, maggots, raw liver, or a ghost pepper?
I'll take the one that paid me $500, and I will take the ghost pepper with a shot of burgers.
Okay. All right.
How'd you add in $500?
Hey, it's not my fault people are stupid and I like spicy food.
Damn, I would take it too, man.
It's just not an option.
I noticed the whiskey is coming very handy with this. You notice it?
Yeah.
Everyone points a hand the shot of whiskey. We know, man. We know.
Well, if you ever did a ghost pepper with a whiskey back, it's basically like breathing fire.
Yeah, I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that. That's why I'm eating maggots. All right.
It actually tasted good.
I believe it tastes good. It's just the pain that follows is the part I'm not looking forward to.
That's the fire extinguisher in the morning.
All right, here is your question. Chinese, Indian, German, or Arabic? From what language did we get the word ketchup?
German.
It sounds so German, doesn't it? Mm-hmm.
Chinese.
Huh.
Yeah. We actually brought it over from China, right?
Yes, I want to say the Chinese came up with ketchup. And we said, you know what? We will have children in the U.S. put it on every single thing they eat if it's savory.
Well, if I remember correctly, before Heinz got a hold of it, ketchup was, it wasn't all that much better. It was just something that dressed rancid meat that made it taste not as bad. But it wasn't a great option. It was like anchovies and stuff like that.
I only guessed China just because the beef is red or the pork.
All right, I see what you're saying. Well,
I'm
going to
be honest with you. It worked on my mom's cooking, so.
Hey, brother, I'm right there with you, man. Right there with it. Why are we going through so much ketchup? Because your cooking is bad. That's why.
Exactly.
I feel like everybody when they're a kid loves ketchup.
They do. I mean, my kids, that is their go-to condiment for everything. And it is amazing not only how much ketchup to put on the plate, because when they were younger, you know, I'd get upset. Like, guys, you know, don't put it to waste. When they're done eating, all of that ketchup is gone.
You guys tried the Portland Ketchup Company yet?
I have not.
I'm telling you, best ketchup I've ever had.
You know what's also weird? I have to do it with my mom.
What?
She pours out an ungodly amount of ketchup and barely touches it. And I'm like, hey, I'm buying this ketchup.
Right. It's funny. The table's turned.
Yeah.
You know, it's not free. You know that, right?
Okay. Yeah. You're staying here.
All right.
My roof, my rules, Mom. Oh,
God, it feels really good to say that.
Yeah. And hey, you only get one more soda today.
All right, your question. General William Westmoreland commanded the American forces during what conflict?
Westmoreland. 1812?
Total. Nope. Way off, sir. That would be the Vietnam.
Vietnam. And that is actually why I chose the word conflict and not war.
I see what you did.
Uh-huh. That was very intentional.
Touché. Good clue.
To be honest with you, I actually scratched out the word war and then wrote conflict on top of it when I was proofreading.
That's kind of why I said the Vietnam and then didn't say war.
I was wondering if you were going to say, because you said the Vietnam. And I'm like, okay, he didn't.
Yeah.
All right, your question, multiple choice. What city has the most billionaires? New York City, London, Hong Kong, or Moscow?
Moscow.
Okay.
You got it, man.
I'll be damned.
What do we call them, though?
Oligarchs.
Oligarchs.
Yeah, that means because they carry. So you could be a billionaire and not be an oligarch, but if you start getting political favor or buying your way in and all that kind of thing, then you fall into oligarch range.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803-ROB.
I mean, isn't that kind of what all rich people do?
They do, but I think you call them oligarchs when they're just more open about it.
Right. You know, in the States, we just say they have lobbyists.
That, yeah, you know what? You're right. Right. They have lobbyists here.
Yeah.
Hello, Morgan. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Hola. Morgan, sober or not sober?
I wouldn't pass a breath either, but not sober.
Okay.
Morgan's a confusing name. I have good friends that are male named Morgan, and I know hot chicks named Morgan.
I was going to say, the chicks I know named Morgan are hot.
A little too hot, Morgan.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Could you be with someone who has your name? Like, would it feel weird in bed? Like,
oh, my.
Hell yeah. All right.
All right, Morgan, our miserable
sexy
poll.
Ted.
You're going to eat one on a dare. Is it going to be a cockroach, maggots, raw liver, or a ghost pepper?
Liver.
Raw liver.
Why is it so bad? Texture, smell, what?
All of it. Have you ever had it?
No.
Oh, dude, yeah. I mean, the smell is not going to make your mouth water. In fact, it'd probably do the opposite. And then it tastes the way it smells, which is not good. It's not a good mouthfeel. I mean, there's just nothing about it that most people like. The people that do like it freaking love it.
I had crickets at the Mariners game one time. Oh, speaking of, what a great day. I love today.
I love lamp.
Yeah. I love lamp.
You're easy to please, Morgan.
Yeah.
All right, here's your question. What year saw the release of the first Harry Potter book? The same year saw the release of the movie Titanic, Men in Black, and The Lost World Jurassic Park. Hong Kong was handed back to China, and Netflix was founded.
97.
Damn.
Wow.
Okay, one and done.
Let's go, Mariners!
Nice job. Yeah.
Hold on, before we let you go, Happy Morgan, we have a true or false question for you. True or false, the Statue of Liberty was once a lighthouse?
No.
I'll say it's true because of the torch.
It was, in fact, a lighthouse at one point.
Sorry, it's like, true or false? No.
Right.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK. He does things his own way.
I didn't even catch that. You're right. No.
I think it's fine to tell this story. A friend of a friend may have imbibed in a little bit of alcohol before I caught up with him.
All right.
And we went to a Mexican restaurant. We got some beers. They say, you want big beers, small beers? Me and my buddy said, big beers. She wanted a margarita. The girl said, we have like 12 ounce or 18 ounce. She goes, ooh, I'll take the 16 ounce. The waitress kind of looked at her. I was like, she'll take the 12 ounce.
Actually, my daughter was at a friend's house a couple of months ago, and a bunch of kids were over there, and the mom who had all the kids was making hot dogs and hamburgers, right? It's easy. Mm-hmm. Get them on the
grill.
So she says to my daughter, and what would you like for dinner? My blueberry pancakes, like a side of toast. Like, okay, let me refine this for you. You have a choice of hot dog and hamburger. She's like, I'll take a hot dog.
There you go.
Hey, straight like, when I said something to my daughter, she was like, she asked me what I wanted for dinner. Gave her an answer. I said, okay, well, next time, assume they mean something on the menu. That's all. That's all you got to do. Small little thing.
I like
her style.
Right, I was like, I respect it, but also, that's funny. Hamburger, hot dog. Blueberry muffin, please. Yeah,
blueberry pancakes.
No.
Hello, Albert. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Albert, are you sober or not sober?
Not sober.
All right, Albert, welcome to Big Dummy. Okay, our men's room poll, you're going to eat one on a dare. Are you going to take the cockroach, handful of maggots, raw liver, or a ghost pepper?
Raw liver just gives me bad childhood memories, so I'm going to take the ghost pepper. A big glass of lemonade.
A glass of lemonade. Okay, put away the whiskey, Ted. He wants lemonade.
All right.
Did your parents make you eat liver when you were a child?
Yes, of course. It's super nutritious, but I just didn't like it.
Well, no, I didn't either. I understand it's super nutritious, but I mean, if they told me a turd was super nutritious, I'll skip the nutrition. How many times, how many times a month did you have to eat that stuff?
So, growing up, I had to eat about 4 times a month.
Ooh, damn.
Yeah.
4 times.
Yeah, but that stopped as soon as I was a teenager, so.
I just want everyone listening to understand this. This man ate liver about 4 times a month up until his teen years, and he's not picking liver. He'd rather eat anything that's not liver. That is a sad statement. All right.
That's right.
Here's your question. Which sports term was coined by Chick Hearn? Strip sack, hole-in-one, slam dunk, or grand slam?
Oh, can you say those again? I'm sorry.
Strip sack, hole-in-one, slam dunk, or grand slam?
So Chick Hearn is basketball, so I'm going to guess slam dunk.
There you go.
That's right, Albert.
That would be the giveaway. Nice That'd job. Be the giveaway. All right, hang on. We got a true or false question
for
you.
Is that the first time he saw it? Or what did they call it before that?
I don't know if they called it anything before that, and then he started calling that, and it stuck. Because remember, who was the football player that came up with the term sack? They never kept stats on sacks in NFL football. They interviewed, I can't remember, it could have been like Lawrence Taylor or someone, Reggie White.
Oh, it was somebody older. It was from the Rams. I remember.
Yeah.
Deacon Jones.
The guy that used to, like, punch you. I remember that.
The head slap, Deacon Jones.
Yeah, but they asked him after the game, and he's like, I sacked the quarterback. And once people heard the term, it stuck. Then they started keeping stats.
I'll be damned.
So I don't know what they called the slam dunk before. To show off. All right.
Well, I'm a huge Laker fan, so that's why I knew Chick Hearn. I was like,
that makes sense.
I thought it was boom shakalaka.
Boom shakalaka, yes.
I'll start dunking when it's worth 3 points.
There you go, Ted. All right, here's your question. That's the only reason Ted doesn't dunk.
Yes.
All right, here is your question. True or false, people used to say prunes when taking pictures instead of cheese?
Prunes.
I'm going to say false. It doesn't smile.
Here's the thing. Okay, it'll make
your
sense.
Sucks your cheese in.
Look at the original old photographs, and everyone looked depressed and miserable all the time. So back in the day when photography was in its heyday, the idea of you smiling at a picture made you look silly or stupid or whatever. So they told people to say prunes, and that's why everyone in old photographs looks miserable. Even if they're in a great mood, they said you say prunes so that you look angry and your mouth was tight.
Also, you think about prunes.
Yeah, just think about them.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803 Rock.
Yeah.
Hello, Julie. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello.
Hola.
Julie, sober, not sober?
I am sober.
Her. What?
Well, I just picked my daughter up from school. So.
Oh,
kids right, ruin everything. Yeah. Nothing.
Okay, Julie, what are you eating on a dare? A cockroach, maggots, raw liver, or a ghost pepper?
I'm going to go a maggot. I think I could get that down.
No, maggots. This is plural.
Mm-hmm.
All right, handful of maggots, whatever.
Okay. How big are your hands, Julie? See, I have big hands, and I said a handful of maggots, and I'm like, but my hands are different than other people's hands.
Well, I'm a little person, kind of. So I'm only, my hands are kind of small, but
I like that.
They can hold a lot.
Okay.
Is this Julie we know?
Yeah.
Wow, you have massive hands, dude.
No. Ted talks about them all the time. Like, God damn, you see the size of Julie's hands.
I know. The only time they look normal is when you hold a 24-ounce Bud Light.
I thought she had a foam finger. All right, Julie, here is your question. The Paleozoic era is known as the age of what? Fish, reptiles, plants, or man?
Plants.
Yes, it's
man.
Nope.
Fish?
Other. It is, in fact, fish.
I like
what fish. Is this one called? The Anthropocene or something like that, I believe. The current age of man.
I will default to you, sir.
Thank you, Mike. So I might be wrong with what I just said. Yeah, I think it's
Aquarius?
Anthropocene? Anthropocene?
The Holocene?
Am I even close?
Oh, Anthropocene. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Score one for me. All right.
No, actually.
What?
No, that's, you know, are we in the Anthropocene human age? No, scientists say. They, by their current timeline, our world right now is in the Holocene, which began 11,000 years ago.
Oh, I'm only off by 11,000 years. I was close. But what is it called? The Holocene?
Holocene.
Don't you feel like we should all know that? We're living in an age of the Holocene. Why would we not know that?
Yeah.
All right, Julie, here is your question. Sergeant Joe Friday was a character on what TV show and movie?
Oh, yeah. Just the facts,
ma'am. That's the guy.
Dragnet. You know, Dragnet?
Yes.
Got it.
Dragnet.
Very good.
Well done.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803-RUN.
Hello, Caleb. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, boys.
Hola. Caleb, sober, not sober?
I'm sober. Mom's California sober.
All right, Caleb, good for you. Okay, what are you going to eat on a dare? Cockroach, handful of maggots, raw liver, or ghost pepper?
Ghost pepper all day.
What's the hottest thing you've ever eaten?
Her name was...
It's like 4 million Scoville unit hot sauce.
Good God, man.
Did you just take a drop of it, like on a, you know, like a little wooden stick, or did you just go for it?
I just kind of went for it.
So you have no problem with hot food then?
No, not really.
Okay.
All right, good for you, man.
Appreciate it.
Yeah. By the way, somebody here on the text line, they recently debated if we in fact live in the Anthropocene. Scientists voted it down. Thanks, science.
What do they know?
Freaks.
They also said Pluto wasn't a planet.
I know. What else you guys got? All right, here's your question. How many pieces of silver did Judas get to betray Jesus?
Wait, can you repeat it?
How many pieces of silver did Judas get for betraying Jesus?
30?
Bam.
How did you know that?
Kind of a known thing.
Yeah. Oh, is it?
Yeah.
I would not have known myself.
I had no idea.
He also, keep in mind, he also got part of a timeshare in Cabo. So
And he literally, he's doing it tonight.
Yeah.
After the Last Supper.
Mm-hmm.
What's he doing?
It's
Thursday. Tomorrow's Good Friday.
Right.
So, like, he's going to sell them out tonight after supper. He's got his silver. He's at dinner. He's at the supper, but he knows. And then tomorrow they're going to take Jesus up to the mount.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so crucify him, and then everybody's sad he's dead. Then Sunday's going to pop out.
That's right.
Do you think that Jesus is like, why does Judas keep calling this the Last Supper? I mean, I made plans for next
Tuesday. He knew Judas was going to do it. I mean, he has to die for our sins. Right. So yeah. It's like, all right.
But would you think he was trying to rush it? Like, I understand. Can we do this in old age?
Oh, no. That's why he was out in the desert and did all that stuff for 40 days and 40 nights. He was setting it up.
He knew what was going on. I just think he's a little insulted that we keep calling it Good Friday. Like, it's not good for me.
Bro, obviously you did not consult me on this. This kind of is a bummer. It's a bummer. All right, your 50-50 true or false question. Venus is the only planet that spins counterclockwise.
I'm going to say it's true.
In fact, Venus is the only planet that spins clockwise.
So it's the opposite of the other planets?
So seven of us.
Yet another reason we don't understand it.
What, Venus?
Aren't women from Venus?
And men are from Mars, yeah. Why do everything backwards?
Mm-hmm. More of Big Dummy on the way if you'd like to be a contestant. 206-803-ROCK.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
The men's room returns with Miles and Thrill.
Best airport for fast food coming up with a head chef and Ted's meat and potatoes. In the meantime, the game is Big Dummy. 206-803-ROCK.
Oh, let's say hello to Matt. Hello, Matt. Hey! Welcome to the men's room.
Dummy!
Hello, Matt.
Matt. Matt.
Hello?
Hola. Matt, are you sober or not sober? Hola.
It seems so.
All right, Matt, welcome to Big Dummy. Okay, our men's room poll, you're going to eat one on a dare. Are you taking cockroach, maggots, raw liver, or a ghost pepper?
I'm probably going to take a handful of maggots.
Maggots
only if it's coming from a midget.
Okay.
All right. Here's your question. In the 1820s, the first photograph was taken in what country? The United States, England, France, or Italy?
Italy?
France.
Yep, France.
The France. We all like to be looked at, so we will look at each other.
Look at the cigarette in my mouth.
Now I can look at myself all the time.
Look at my wife and the armpit hair cascading so gorgeously down like Rapunzel.
Why are you smiling? You look crazy.
That's right, all of us wear berets.
We're going into, like, Italian.
Every single one of us.
All right, your question. That was, like, the worst French accent ever.
It got bad.
Well, every time we do Italian, we go to New Jersey. Oh, hey. Say, we were new. Hey, welcome to Italy.
That's the Italian we know.
Yeah.
Welcome to Italy.
I'm in Trenton.
You want a sub?
Welcome to Sicily.
Yeah, I don't know that I could do a real Italian accent.
No idea. I say manja.
Miles?
I can speak Italian with dirty words.
Oh, okay. No, of course.
Just everything my grandmother used to cuss.
Yeah, I could be like, ciao.
And then what?
Just basically, how do you follow Mario? Up?
You got ciao?
Ciao, bellissimo.
What does bellissimo mean?
Beautiful?
I have no idea.
Maybe. Molto bene.
Yeah, focaccia. Tortellini. Why do I use my head every time?
That's right. What you do.
This is my son, Rabbi Oli.
Yeah. It's a me, a Mario. That's the Italian I could do.
Manicotti.
Yeah. Very Italian, very Italian. Can't believe you don't have a gig at the UN with that.
Luigi says, is a coomsa coomsa, huh?
You're going to start an international incident.
Right. We heard that this is a radio show.
You will go to war. Let's see Ted Smith.
We want an apology.
Yeah, I mean, really.
Not everyone here is named Mario. Tell him, Mario.
Oh, let's sound like that.
The country is not just the Buddha.
There's more than just the pasta here.
Ah, Italy, how we love thee.
Yeah.
All right, here's a question. What kind of animal was Ricky Ticky Tavi?
Ricky Ticky Tavi.
Can you repeat the name? Ricky Ticky what?
Ricky Ticky Tavi.
Ricky Ticky what?
cat?
Back to our time.
Rat.
Ricky Ticky Tavi was a mongoose.
Mongoose?
Mm. Did you ever watch cartoon, Ricky? It was like once a year they would show it. He fought those two
cobras. I thought it was a rat.
It was a mongoose, Miles.
Okay.
Damn, all those years.
Mm-hmm.
That's why he was fighting cobras, see? Because mongoose.
What was his name? Ricky Ticky Tavi?
Yeah. So apparently he was a minor character in The Jungle Book. Then he got a spinoff TV show. Not TV show. It was like a TV movie.
Oh, yeah. He had a movie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. He branched out on his own.
The Ricky Ticky Tavi movie.
I will say this. I like mongooses because they eat snakes.
Yeah.
But the age gap between me and my brother, him and his friends, I remember they had mongoose bikes, and that was like a massive deal.
Oh, God, yeah, those were huge,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, they were like the coolest guys. On Kennesaw Street.
On Kennesaw Street. That sounds like an album talk. Coolest guys on Kennesaw Street.
Yeah, right there, Kennesaw 52nd.
All right, here's your question. What number does each player wear every year on April 15th in Major League Baseball?
41.
Oh. Oh.
So close.
42.
42.
Swing and a miss.
42. All right.
How's an opening day question?
Yes.
My favorite movie, 41.
That's the answer to the question of life, the universe, and...
Got that Chadwick Billings, man.
All right.
41.
Your question in 19...
I mean, is there even a famous 41?
Not that I can think of.
It's gotta be. You go ahead. I'll say.
In 1947, U.S. telephone companies began using what?
The Bell telephone?
Area codes.
Mm. Question 5, Matt.
In the early 2000, Ludacris made him cool.
The Afro? No, that's like 70s. I don't know. Sideburns?
No, area code.
The area code. Started using area code.
And he has a song called Area Codes.
I know the song.
All right.
You know it well. Yeah. All right. The question, the Warren Commission was formed to investigate the assassination of whom?
Elizabeth Warren? I don't know.
Think of assassinated people.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Really.
They were investigating the assassination of this person.
High-profile people that have been assassinated.
Right. Regular people like us get murdered.
Right.
And when you're super important.
The Kennedy? JFK?
There you go.
JFK. Yes, indeed. Nice
job. Famous 41, Dirk Nowitzki of Dallas in the NBA.
How about baseball? Because I don't think the Major League Baseball players are going to rock Dirk Nowitzki's...
Tom Seaver of the Mets.
All right.
Time All-Star World Series champion.
No, you're right. That's legit.
That's a good one.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803 Rob.
Hello, Brandon. Welcome to the men's room.
Konnichiwa, bitches.
Hola. Brandon, sober, not sober.
I am not sober, gentlemen.
All right, Brandon.
Wow.
Welcome to Big Dummy. Okay, our men's room poll. You're going to eat one on a dare. Cockroach, handful of maggots, raw liver, or a ghost pepper?
A cockroach would be the simplest one, but I am not... I'm a difficult person, so let's go ahead and say ghost pepper.
Ghost pepper.
All right.
Brandon is not a simple man.
Okay.
That'd be easy to do.
You talk to certain people. Who have you been talking to?
It's at your neck.
All right, Brandon, here's your question. What is the name given to the dish of dates or prunes wrapped in bacon?
Spotted dick.
That's the unfortunate English dessert, I guess, with raisins in it.
It is delicious.
Is it good?
I like it, but I like raisins.
That's right. I don't like raisins.
But you're talking about devils on horseback.
Devils on horseback. You're correct.
You went to London. You didn't try spotted dick?
No, I did try. I had the mushy peas, right? And because they're beautiful looking.
Come on, man.
No, dude. I mean, they're bright green. They look great. And I'm like, there's no way this tastes bad. I was wrong. It just tastes like
Hines,
peas. I don't know why they're
Hines
so shiny.
Has it in a can.
But did you have black pudding?
Mm-hmm. I have had, not my last time in London, but I'd been to England years before that, and I did try it. I knew what it was, but I'm like, and you know, it wasn't that bad. It really wasn't.
The one that I had, it was like eating a hockey puck.
Well, it's got to be done right, man. It should be a little more pasty than it is tough.
I mean, I've only had it just with like the full English breakfast.
Yeah.
I know what it is. I like it.
Yeah, I'll just say it's not bad.
By golly, he's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. They got the spotted dick in
it. That's how I've had it.
Me too. I've never seen that.
You need to go to your grocery store and look.
You need to go to basically not the international section, but the place that has English food.
Okay.
Like BP sauce and all those different things.
Right.
English muffins.
Canned beans. Yeah. Not English muffins. That's still in the bread section.
You never want to see a spotted dick. You never want to see a spotted dick, so good on you.
All right, your question. And a can. Your question, what kinds of cells are found in the brain?
The brain cells. But no,
Yes, they are brain cells, but they have a more specific name.
The ones that aren't working for me right now.
Yeah, people talk about firing these.
Neurons.
Got it. Nice job.
That's
right.
Neurons.
Good job. Game is Big Dummy, 206-803 Rod.
You guys ever had angels on horseback?
Is that the oysters?
Yeah.
Oysters with bacon. Right, basically the same thing, but oysters in place of dates.
Correct.
I think I have.
I've never had the oyster wrapped in bacon. I've had like oyster Rockefeller that has like the cocktail sauce and the piece of bacon in there.
Seafood, I've shrimp and scallops wrapped. But never oysters.
You gotta try, dude. If
it's on the menu, I'm eating.
Yep. Hello, Blake. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Blake, are you sober or not sober?
I'm sober. I'm sitting in traffic on my way home from work.
All right, Blake, welcome to Big Dummy. Okay, our men's room poll, you're going to eat what on a dare? Are you taking a cockroach, handful of maggots, raw liver, or a ghost pepper?
Ghost pepper for sure.
Ooh.
Okay. Ghost pepper.
All right, your question. Thank you, Ted. Your question. What does the acronym AIDS stand for?
Did you say AIDS?
AIDS.
AIDS?
Yes, AIDS.
AIDS, yeah.
Like the virus.
AIDS.
Freddie Mercury.
Autoimmune.
I'm just going to save you the trouble.
I have no idea.
You're doing what everybody, myself included.
Me too.
Everyone starts with autoimmune. It's not. It's acquired immune deficiency syndrome. Right.
Okay.
Because that's not a natural thing.
I remember that little cartoon they showed us in school with like the weird dressed up monsters.
I remember those.
Wait, what?
Yeah. And they kind of like floated as they walked through the...
Were they AIDS?
Yeah, like everyone pretends they don't see them. And they're like, ooh, because it hides among your cells.
Exactly. So what it is that they're at this big suburban house. There's a picket fence there that's basically your body keeping everything out.
Okay.
And there's these blood cells that are all just kind of floating around inside your body. And then AIDS just... makes its way in there, and it shows you what your blood cells do when other viruses get in there, and how it kind of
kills them out there. Right? Yeah.
Then AIDS gets in there, and then he just taps the T cell, and then boom, and then it changes, and then all of a sudden he's like, he's okay, and he starts letting all these viruses in.
Oh, it's just AIDS, everybody.
Yeah.
He brought beers. He's got a fake ID. Let him in.
I know exactly what he's talking about because we all laughed at those videos when they showed him. I wonder if I can find him.
I hope you can because now I want to see this. All right, good question. What wonder of the world would you find in Agra, India?
Agra, India.
Mm-hmm.
I can see it.
Is it a big statue?
No.
No. It is a construction. It's a man-made thing.
You'll pass what on the way there?
Is it also
the Taj Mahal?
Yeah.
Is that a casino, too?
I'm going to say it's also a casino. It's also a band.
Oh, it's a purse.
It's a person.
Is it a pizza joint?
I feel like there's...
It's got to be a Euro place somewhere.
It's an Indian joint or a pizza... Because I want to say in our general area, right? Isn't there a Taj Mahal? I feel like there is. I feel like I've gotten a flyer at my place.
Yeah, I know there's an Aladdin.
Yeah, there's definitely an Aladdin.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803 Rock.
You're right, dude. I might just be thinking about a legit pizza place in our area.
Hello, Cliff. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Cliff, are you sober or not sober?
I'm sober.
Sober Cliff, welcome to Big Dummy. Okay, you're going to eat what on a dare? Are you taking the cockroach, handful of maggots, raw liver, or a ghost pepper?
I'll eat a ghost pepper just because.
All right.
Just because. All right.
I thought that would get no votes, and it's really doing well.
It's dominating.
It's one of the few on there that's actually a food. I know liver is considered a food, just not in my mind. All right, here is your question. Joseph Stalin was the leader of the Soviet Union during what war?
World War II.
Well done, Cliff. I want it done. Let's see, true or false question for you. I already asked that one. Let me scratch it out. All right, it's true or false. Supermarkets' apples can be up to a year old.
I'm going to say true just to cover them in wax.
Yeah, that's why. That's specifically why they cover them in wax.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803 Rock.
Hello, Jerry. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bicholas.
Hola. Jerry, sober, not sober?
I am sober.
All right, Jerry, our men's room poll. You're going to eat one on a dare. Cockroach, handful of maggots, raw liver, or a ghost pepper?
Now, can you cook the maggots or cockroaches, or they got to be raw?
This is raw, man.
Yeah, you're eating them alive, man.
Let's go cockroach.
Cockroach.
You'd have taken maggots if you could cook the maggots.
I'd take a lot of these if you can cook them. I'd almost take the liver if you can cook it.
I would take the maggots because at that point they're more like popcorn.
Right. I kind of want to try cooked liver again.
Really?
I mean, I generally don't like organs, but a lot of people like cooked liver, so I'd give
it a
run.
Okay. All right, here's your question. What fashion fad did the 1983 movie Flashdance make popular?
Stockings?
That's not a bad guess. Leg warmers. Leg warmers yeah, specifically. God, they were huge for a hot minute, man.
Also, that was a terrible movie.
It was.
It was not a good movie.
But she, look, we did not see the movie. She was slightly too young, but I knew she was hot. I saw water drop under the chair. She had the leg warmers, one shoulder covered. It was a good look for a while.
Yeah.
And then, like, all the girls in school within 2 weeks had leg warmers and the shoulders.
Dancing was very popular in movies back then.
God, it was. All right, your question. What former president is the only person to be named Time Magazine's Person of the Year 3 times?
Clinton?
Carter?
Nope. Ted, you'll figure it out with this clue. To be named Time Magazine's for 3 times, there's a good chance this president was in office for a hot minute.
So Roosevelt.
Yeah, FDR. Yeah, he was in there 4 times. All right. Your question. Carcharodon carcharias is the scientific name for what animal? The great white shark, the blue whale, the African elephant, or the white rhino? Carcharodon.
Can you give me that first? Yeah, what is it?
Carcharodon carcharias. A future wide receiver in the NFL.
See the great white.
Okay.
Yep, you're correct, sir. Well done. Carcharodon carcharias.
Okay.
Don't act like you don't know. Is this
so,
the...
I'm not going to play it for you because it's a long, long video, and I'm going to go through this and watch this
Why
again.
Why is there a mascot dressed up like AIDS?
That's the whole thing.
That's Captain AIDS.
He's AIDS getting into your body.
It's a person in a suit that says AIDS.
Exactly. And so the fence is basically your skin defending, you know, from the outside world, and then, you know, AIDS gets in there because it comes with the T-cell.
Animated.
This was actual people in costumes, dude. This thing was awesome.
I wonder if there's any celebrities we know of now that starred in those AIDS things. Like, look, man, honestly, I got my start. You wouldn't recognize it as Leonardo DiCaprio. It's a guy dressed as AIDS. There's somebody in there that was their start.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK.
Hey! Hello, Justin. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola.
Justin, sober or not sober?
Sober.
Welcome to Big Dummy, sir. Okay, our men's room poll. You're going to eat one thing on a dare. Are you taking the cockroach, the maggots, raw liver, or ghost pepper?
Let's see here. I've had them all cooked, but I'd have to go with the ghost pepper.
Ghost pepper. What was the circumstance that you had, liver, I understand. Peppers, I understand. What about the maggots and the cockroach? Where were you that you had these cooked bugs?
So they were both like novelty snacks coated in tahine and what was the other bit? Tahine and chamoy.
Were you in Thailand?
No, it was at the Mexican store by my house in Mount Vernon.
Actually, I had crickets, fried crickets, same thing, tahine and all that when we're in Mexico City.
I bet they're delicious.
They were super good. They were
really good. Actually, they're like super crunchy, and really the Mexican flavors really just like take away from it. So you're just having like crunchy spices. It tastes really good.
It actually is good, but it's fun because they bring it out in a big ass bowl, and it's just a bowl of crickets. They look exactly the same.
And it's like popcorn. You can just keep eating them. It's kind of ridiculous.
It is. My wife and I were like, because the waiter kept saying, "Hey, do you want to try it?" We're like, "F it, why not?" So we did, but our kids were sitting at the table with us. They abruptly got up and left. And I believe, this is a quote from my son, no. Got up, and they went outside and played. All right, here's your question. Whitney Houston and Mariah Carey, they collaborated on the hit single When You Believe for what 1998 DreamWorks movie?
What
year?
1998. Would that be Shrek?
That's not a bad guess, but no. Any guesses?
Say it again.
It was a DreamWorks movie. Came out in 1998. Whitney Houston and Mariah Carey collaborated on the hit single When You Believe. The Prince of Egypt.
Oh. Wow.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm thinking animated DreamWorks. I totally forgot that they did animated. Well,
me too, dude. I had to Google it this morning because I thought it was Disney, but before I wrote down Disney, I'm like, let me just double check. And I'm glad I didn't write down Disney. It was, in fact, DreamWorks. All right, your question.
Cool.
What name is given to the units of electrical resistance? Is it the ampere, a circuit, a diode, or an ohm?
That would be an ohm.
Ohm is correct. You got it right.
What do you think? One more contestant for Big Dummy.
Yeah, let's get it.
All right.
I'm glad we're doing one more just because my man's name is Boris. Hello, Boris. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello.
Hola.
Boris, are you sober or not sober?
I'm trying not to be, but sober at the moment.
All right, Boris.
Okay, our men's room poll. Eat one on a dare. Cockroach, maggots, raw liver, or a ghost pepper?
Ooh, I'm a spice guy, so I'm going to go with the ghost pepper.
All right.
People are loving that.
All right, spicy Boris, here is your question. The Queensland nut is another name for what? A macadamia, a hazel, a pistachio, or a coconut?
Sorry, repeat that again.
The Queensland nut is another name for what? A macadamia nut, a hazelnut, a pistachio, or a coconut?
Ooh, Queensland. That makes me think New York. I'm going to go with macadamia.
It is right macadamia. One and done. All nice job.
Before we let you go, let's give you a 50-50 true or false question. Before toilet paper, Americans used corn husks.
Solely America?
For the most part, I guess. Wherever they have corn.
We stole that corn, so yeah, corn.
Okay. It makes sense,
one
man.
More.
One more.
Big Dummy.
What's up, Tyler? Welcome to the men's room.
Yo.
Hola.
Tyler, sober or not sober?
Oh, sober. Just picked up my boy Blue from school and heading that way.
Okay. All right, Tyler, you're going to eat one on a dare there. Are you taking the cockroach, maggots, raw liver, or ghost pepper?
Well, I've had deer liver raw after we killed one. I've had cockroach. Let's go with the ghost pepper. I like spicy.
Okay. All right. Ghost pepper it is.
All right. Here is your question.
All right.
Where the hell did it go? Okay, there we go. Sorry. Mongolia, Madagascar, Tibet, or Azerbaijan? Ulaanbaatar is the capital of which? Mongolia, Madagascar, Tibet, or Azerbaijan?
Let's go with Mongolia.
Oh, wow.
Ulaanbaatar, Mongolia.
People are on fire today on the one and done.
All right, hang on. We got a 50-50 question for you. True or false, human teeth are the only part of the human body that cannot heal themselves?
True.
Okay. Two questions, two correct answers.
Head chefs on the way. 10 Speed of Potatoes has the best airports for fast food. And we've got your emails on the way next from the men's room at KISW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.